Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the wait for finally Friday, October 30th, 2009. Welcome to the last weekday.
TGIF like a mug.
In the month of October. It is here. It is almost Halloween. It's All Hallows Eve, I suppose.
Sure.
And sure, why not? Celebrating it, the people keeping you on your toes, making the discipline happen where it needs to. That there's the Flintstress.
Caning works. And I think it's about time we did a little more of it right
now. Oh.
There's a few kids that I would do that to, yes.
All right. And trying to psych myself up to go into the ultimate dream job of being a radio professional, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Mental note. Rethink career in broadcasting.
I know. It's a little late now.
That was Parker Lewis.
Yes! This date, 1894, Daniel M. Cooper of Rochester, New York, patented the time clock. It was 3 hours late.
In 1919, pro baseball outlawed the spitball and the shine ball. And hopefully, eventually, steroids.
That would be nice. That would be really, really, really nice. 1925, the first TV transmission was seen in London, England. John Baird built the transmitter in his attic from a T-chest, cardboard scanning disc, an empty biscuit box, old electric motors, darning needles, motorcycle lamp lens, piano wire, glue string, and sealing wax.
So, before MacGyver, there was that guy.
Yeah, basically, it's the same equipment the CW uses.
In 1931, W2XB TV Channel 1, NBC in New York City began broadcasting. Yeah, there really was a Channel 1.
Channel 1?
Wow.
Okay. 1938, the first broadcast of the amazing Orson Welles adaptation of War of the Worlds. It's been a rerun for 71 years now. It's amazing. Listen to it tonight. It'll still creep you the hell out.
Wow.
It's good stuff.
On this day in 1945, shoe rationing ended. Shoes were one of the many items rationed in America. Finally, now, Americans can eat as many shoes as they want. Oh, wait. I love shoes. I don't know that I could have lived through that. Well, no, I could have.
Yeah.
I know. It would have really been
hard. Easy. Yeah, okay. 1985, Space Shuttle Challenger lifted off for mission STS-61A, its final successful mission.
And on this day in 1988, the largest mass wedding ceremony of 6,516 couples took place.
Wow. How many divorces?
I wonder how many of them I know are still married today.
Exactly what I was thinking. Birthdays?
Sure, I have Seth Atkins is 20 years old. He was Jimmy in the Bad News Bears.
Nia Long's 39, Sherry Pierce in Big Mama's House, but Brandy in Boys in the Hood. That's where we know her from. Damn right.
And Friday.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump is 28, Donald's daughter.
Kevin Pollak is 52. He was Jacob in Grumpy Old Men, Laszlo in The Whole 10 Yards. He was in The Usual Suspects. He's an incredibly funny man.
Singer from Bush, Gavin Rossdale, is 44 years old. I wouldn't have thought he was quite that old.
But, yeah.
He's hot.
Okay. Shanna Reed's 53. That's Polly Cooper McGillis on Major Dad and Liz on I Had Three Wives, which, hey now.
Yeah.
No, not really. That wouldn't be a good thing at all.
Well, hey, or I guess it should be like, wait, I can't even do it right.
Okay.
Henry Winkler, the 64.
Hey!
I was going for that.
Harry Hamlin's 58.
Mine sounded gay.
Michael Cusack from L.A. Law, and of course, Perseus in A Clash of the Titans.
Okay, that's all I had.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. Ed Lauder is 69. That's Colonel Glenn in Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Captain Knauer in The Longest Yard. Richard Gaudier is 78. Voice actor, comedian, composer, singer. He was Jaime on Get Smart, and that was awesome. And Ruth Gordon, the late Ruth Gordon, would have been her birthday today. She was Maude in Harold and Maude. She was Minnie in Rosemary's Baby. Just a lot of good stuff that lady did, and you shall be missed, ma'am. Have a good birthday in limbo or wherever. Or come see everybody tomorrow night, because it's getting ready for Halloween.
All Halloween.
Like what on TV?
Well, starting with CBS, we have new episodes of Ghost Whisperer, Medium, and Numbers.
Okay. Over on the CW in Smallville, apparently Justin Hartley does not get kidnapped and tied up this evening.
No.
But he does try to help a street girl. And of course, well, kids, get ready for it. Speedy will be on this evening.
Oh. ABC has Super Nanny and Ugly Daddy.
Fox has Brothers Till Death, which should be a few more episodes, and All New Dollhouse is on this evening.
Okay. I also have from AMC, 13 Ghosts, Young Frankenstein, and the Amityville Horror. They're getting in the Halloween mood.
Yes, they are. Animal Planet, of course, is showing you Mr. and Mrs. Wolfman, the day-to-day struggles.
Is that with a Brangelina?
Oh, my goodness.
ABC Family has Scooby-Doo 2, Electric Book, Monsters Unleashed.
You know, I had fun with that one.
Yeah.
I really liked that one. That was pretty good. Hallmark Channel has Halloween on Ice. Now, I'm thinking they don't necessarily mean
Michael Myers.
Because that I would go see. I'd go see that in a heartbeat.
FX has a movie called The Invisible, where someone is trapped in a realm between the living and the dead.
Yeah, remember, this is the kid, the high school kid. He's dead, but he's not dead, and the one girl kind of knows.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Sci-Fi Channel, Stargate Universe, A New Sanctuary is on. FMC's got Planet of the Apes.
On Lifetime.
The good one.
We have
Television for Women.
Fortune for Women.
Oh, my God.
Project Runway is on tonight.
Right, that is. Turner Classic Movie Show and Gaslight and Psycho, both tremendously fantastic movies that you should see.
Spike doesn't really care that it's Halloween. They're showing Forrest Gump.
Cartoon Network with a new episode of Star Wars, but if I'm watching anything and you are this fine evening, it's on the Chiller Network because a mysterious creature uses hallucinatory powers to terrorize a group of college friends at an isolated farmhouse. Tonight, David McCarthy and Ashley Bates face Banshee! With like four exclamation marks.
I knew you were picking that one.
They really mean that one.
Awesome.
You got mail, baby!
Yes, indeed we do. This one, oddly enough, is from Jabba. It says, quite simply, do you watch Lost? Well, Jabba, we've been talking about Lost. Oh, the thing went away.
On an island.
For years now, sir. So, yes, indeed, we do. So, apparently, he's getting into the show, which I won't name because my button will go away again. But, dude, send me some theories. And we'll catch up because you've just started. You've seen like three, maybe four episodes.
Right. Wow.
Oh, the journey you have yet to go, sir.
I cannot wait to hear what Jabba thinks
journey,
about Lost.
The journey, indeed. Oh, I see what you did there.
On an island.
I need multiple monitors.
Sorry.
That would really, really help. Hey, if you'd like to send a note, a missive, something that would make me forget to push a button when I need to, won't you send a note, please, to podcast Billy Flynn, Vic, or the Bruce and Flinsters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Friday means we've got to take a peek at what's coming out in the movie theaters, and of course, a look at your geekified news this Friday, October 30th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Pop quiz, hotshot. You're at the fridge for a midnight snack when you see a figure stumbling at you down the hallway. Could be your roommate after a 36-hour marathon World of Warcraft session, or it could be a zombie. What do you do? What do you do? Whoa. Easy. Throw a Twinkie at him. A Twinkie? Yeah. I learned this from that podcast, The Geek Survival Guide. See, if he goes for the Twinkie, he's human and therefore safe. And if he doesn't, he's a zombie and I totally beat him over the head with a blunt object until he stops moving.
That's right, citizen. If you listen to the Geek Survival Guide, you too can learn survival tips and tricks you'll probably never need. Subscribe now at geeksurvivalguide.org before it's potentially too late.
Hi, this is Brad Dourif, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, October 30th, 2009. It's so close to Halloween. It's a
spooky.
So, of course, today that means we all have to run out to the movie theaters because Hollywood, of course, is bringing us all kinds of scary movies.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
What kind of horrific treats do they have in store for us today?
The only thing I saw that's coming out in wide release is Michael Jackson's This Is It. Do I have the wrong thing?
No, you don't.
Oh, a rare glimpse into the final days of Michael Jackson, him getting ready for this tour that he was going to do with 80 hours of rehearsal and behind-the-scenes footage.
I'm sure that's going to be interesting and fascinating, but, you know, if he had lived, this would just have been like special features on a DVD about the tour.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's going to be number one. Tons of people are going to go see it. I'm over Michael Jackson already.
The number one, like, you know, biggest thing of like pre-buying tickets on Fandango. That was insane. But limited release, if you want to go for it, they're Boondock Saints 2 All Saints Day. That's right. The Saints are back. Willem Dafoe is not in there. Him and the director, they don't so much get along.
This one also sounded interesting. I had a How to Seduce Difficult Women.
Really?
A motley crew of clueless men take a course in seducing difficult women, led by their womanizing French teacher, Philippe.
Ooh. Of course, there's Gentleman Broncos, which is a young writer gets a story ripped off by a legendary fantasy novelist, which then develops into a horrible, horrible movie. So,
yeah,
that could be meta over meta. Oh, and the only thing really remotely of Halloween coming out and in limited release, House of the Devil, which is basically a really kick-ass, the babysitter should not have taken that job kind of movie.
Yeah, it doesn't scare me because I'm, you know, not.
So basically, go see your Saw 6 or go see Paranormal Activity. But, you know what, like we said last night, Blair Witch is better. Like I said, Blair Witch is better.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So NBC as a network right now really just sucks. I mean, no one can deny that. NBC can't deny that because they put Jay Leno on even though it's getting horrible ratings, but it's cheaper than a scripted show, so they're actually making money off of it. So NBC has learned one thing, though. You know, we've got this show called Chuck, and people really, really seem to want to watch it. So NBC has now ordered 6 more episodes of Chuck. That's on top of the 13 they've already guaranteed it for this season, so we'll get a 19-season episode versus the 13 it was going to.
Hmm.
So kids, you keep writing letters, and sometimes a network will listen. If it was on Fox, it would have been long dead.
Right. Hmm. Well, it makes me think of Defying Gravity, but then that makes me think of my new story, which has to do with NASA. Are you ready for radioactive super monkeys?
I've waited my whole life for this.
NASA is stepping up its space radiation studies with a round of experiments for the first time in decades using monkeys as subjects. Those of you out here for animal activism kinds of causes might be upset about this. The experiment is the purpose of it is to determine how the harsh radioactive environment of space affects human bodies and behavior and what countermeasures can be developed to make long-duration space flight safe for travelers. And 18 to 25 squirrel monkeys, they're so cute. They're going to be exposed to a low dose of the type of radiation that astronauts traveling to Mars can expect to encounter. There's a long-standing commitment to deep space travel, and we really need to know exactly what the adverse effects might be, what the risks are to the astronauts.
Project X2 Electric Boogaloo. Well, the Sci-Fi Channel, which I still won't say Syphilis Channel because that's what they changed their name to.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not done really just trying to piss me and other people off because the BBC series that we've talked about before, Being Human, you know, the really cool one that has a ghost, a werewolf, and a vampire all sharing a flat together? Well, yeah, they think it's awesome, so awesome, they want to do a sci-fi remake series here in America on it. Why not just bring the show over and let people see what all the greatness is that everyone's doing? Sci-Fi Channel has ordered 13 episodes of a remake of Being Human, which could be on as early as next fall. Now, the original one is gearing up for a second season this January, so we're looking to see what happens there. But Americanized versions of BBC shows, America loves them. They love them.
They do.
Just ask The Office. Okay, fine.
Can I do my next news story?
Sure.
Okay. Well, this one's actually kind of weird. I love weird news stories from science. Okay.
Weird news science.
In addition to irradiated monkeys, how about tear-drinking bees?
I'm serious.
Okay. This is from a paper in the January 2009 issues, but it's kind of making its rounds. Entomological Society. Okay. There are different kinds of bees, 3 different species in Thailand. So most of our listeners don't have to worry about bees coming up and drinking their teas. But these worker bees were drinking lacrimation, I don't know if that's the word, from human eyes in more than 262 naturally occurred cases at 10 sites in North and South Thailand during all months of the year. Okay, so these bees come up also sometimes with zebu and dogs, and they will be really gentle, not actually sting, land on the lower eyelashes where they imbibed tears for up to 2 minutes, often by themselves, but sometimes in congregation of 5 to 7 bees. The authors think that the bees might have adapted to drink tears as a way to get some protein in their diet and may possibly drink tears in lieu of feeding on pollen at all. That's kind of nifty, if a bit creep-tastic.
That's quite creepy.
I would freak out.
Bzz, bzz, come on, girl. I need a drink, girl. Bzz, come on, girl. Give me a drink. Bzz. What the hell? Ah.
And then if they get like evil machinations to do bad things to you to make you sad so that you cry more.
Oh. Got to patent that. That's a movie.
Creepy.
That is a movie right there. North America and Europe are going to be getting the brand new handheld from Nintendo first quarter of next year. Brand new one? But wait.
Didn't they just come out with the DSi?
Right. Well, yes, but now they have to make the DSi XL. This one being, okay, it's got a screen 93% larger than the current DS Lite with a better view angle, longer touchscreen stylus, pre-installed DSi software, and it's going to arrive. There's not a price tag for it yet, but in Japan, this version is going to be roughly $220 American money. Overall, there's, of course, the link in the show. It's at geekradiodaily.com, where it has a wonderful picture showing you the DS Lite screen in comparison to the new. It is a much bigger screen. Whether or not they're going to start trying to do movies and downloadable content and try to be as cool as all the other guys.
I was going to say, it'll have like a movie editor function.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? There is an app for that.
Yeah.
As well as many, many other things. Geek Radio Daily, thanks for stopping by. Have yourself a fantastic Halloween weekend. Send me a Mr. Goodbar or a Kit Kat. That would be awesome. Nice. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please stop by the site. Come visit us. Tell us all kinds of spooky stories. It is Halloween weekend, you know. Ooh. And drop us a line at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, you remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even... What is this? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I can wear that. I'll wear anything I have to wear. So the first couple of years, I made my own costume. They, of course, sucked. So I'm begging the parents, you got to get me one of the ones from the store, the cardboard box, the cellophane top. So third year, finally got it. Superman costume. Mask included in the set. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? It was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. Thinnest gray rubber in the world. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke. I don't believe it.